everybody. Welcome to Ladies Night Podcast. This is your host, Lauren and Shannon.
Me, myself, and Judy.
And Lexis Moore.
And this is the Ladies Night Podcast, Season 2, Episode 29, Fine and 29. And this is our Mother's Day episode.
You made that up, Fine and 29.
Right. I mean, this is a very fine 29th episode, if I don't think so myself. So.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
We'll go with it. We'll go with it.
Right. So how's everybody's week? How you guys' week going?
It's been pretty good. Y'all know I started a new job.
Right. Yes,
I started getting into the swing of things this week. Well, not in the swing of things, but I'm doing stuff on my own now. I'm not doing so much training.
That's
so
exciting.
It's nice.
Right? That's very exciting. Blessings. We're happy for Miss Nika.
Yay. And I'm going home this weekend. I haven't been home since March, so I'm excited about that.
All right. Safe travels, Lex. What about you?
I, too, have been having a good week. The sun has been shining consecutively for days and I feel like I'm in a happier, brighter mood. The sun shines through my office. I don't feel so tired and drag.
It almost feels wrong to wear sandals.
I was ready, girl. My feet been out.
It just feels so weird. I kept wearing pulling out flats.
I've been happy to wear a skirt, flip-flops.
Can't wait to get out.
I'm so happy not to wear no pantyhose. I'm just happy. As well as going home this weekend is to see my mom and grandma as well. My grandma's birthday is actually Friday, May 11th. Well, since we're recording tomorrow. she will be 78, y'all. It's a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Right, that's definitely a blessing. My week is going pretty good. Just working and trying to blog and...
Yay, blog!
Right.
Definitely. Shout out to also me, myself, and Judy. Daydreams and Mom Jeans. Turn up. DDMJ. We got the Lift Flower Shop.
Right. We out here grinding. Trying to do what we do.
Yes.
But other than that, I'm definitely happy about the weather, too. Me and Hunter have hit the IMA and walked around the in the gardens.
That was real cute.
Yes. This is not like my favorite time of year. And as always, you can hear Hunter's here, so... You know, I'm just sorry that my child is always here. I feel bad for you guys sometimes, but, you know, it's a view into my life and what I have to do. So. Okay, hold on a minute, Peanut.
Peanut's got to get Nick Jr.,
right,
y'all.
Right, Peanut always have to have Nick Jr. or something. But at least it's not that big old tablet this week.
Bless the Lord. I swear that thing's stronger than an OtterBox. Y'all should see this tablet. This tablet has been through the fire and the rain.
And I am so thankful because, like, if we had been a regular tablet, it would have been over by now.
Over. Like, so glad she don't have an iPad.
She has scratched up the screen.
What's the Vision tablet?
Envision.
With an E and a Z.
And my mom got it for her for Christmas. And I was going to buy her a tablet. I told my mom, and she was like, don't buy a tablet. At that time, I was like, you got a tablet. So I was like, don't worry about it. And I'm glad I did because I would have bought a stupid one that would have been broke by now. So yep. Shout out to my mom.
So consider that
always buy the best gifts.
So consider that our bonus tip, y'all. Get a Vision tablet.
Right. With the E and a Z. But before we get to the episode, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. Tweet us and comment, you know, like our Facebook page at Ladies Night Podcast. Subscribe, share to our episodes, leave comments, all of that. Reviews, send us emails at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. We're now on Google Play. So turn up for the Google Play, the SoundCloud, Podomatic, iTunes.
All that good stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Send us mailbag letters. Definitely. We got one this week and we had one last week. So we are definitely enjoying hearing from our followers.
Interesting. I can't wait to
hear.
Right. Birdman hair rub. So moving on to the episode. This week our songs of the week are Mama Ain't Raised No Ho, 2 Chainz, YG, and Offset. And that is my beach. I be turning up every time I hear Mama Ain't Raised No Ho. Because my mama ain't never been no hoe or whatever he's saying.
Yes.
Like,
I don't even think I ever heard it before.
I heard on the... I watched the video.
I seen the video too.
And the video had me... Because I remember I saw pictures before. And I said, oh yeah, this is the one picture I saw. Mm-hmm. Because the mamas are literally matching 2 Chainz, YG, Offset. They rapping. They lip syncing and rapping the words. But they, you know, they throwing money. They throwing back.
Right. That was so much
YG.
I know. I was thinking I would love to do something like that.
YG auntie
would be so
like
corny,
straight
but it would
hood.
So much fun.
Her auntie would like, yo, hood auntie that like, get in this house.
Right,
like,
that was his auntie, that was his mama.
I think it was his mom. I think the blonde is his aunt.
Oh, okay, because he did have a couple ladies that were together. Mm-hmm. But I met him though. I was like, okay, turn up.
And the fact that they was just swaying by, like, hey, like, that's my son.
It was really bouncing.
Hey, like, hey.
I gotta watch it now.
Yes, it is good.
I hate to go on about it.
And it made me wonder, I wonder how Offset mama liked Cardi. Like, I wonder how their relationship
how could you
is.
Not like Cardi?
I know. I was just like, you know what? Mm. They probably are, like, best of friends. Mm.
So the next song is Jhené Aiko featuring her daughter D'Amico Love, Sing to Me. We shared the video on our Twitter and Facebook, but it was a precious video. It was so sweet. And her daughter has such a beautiful voice, and I was just like, this is so sweet.
The grandma was crying. She was like, oh, you know, she was doing the dab. Like,
because of my pussy, you guys are here.
Like, look at what I've created.
It's right.
Kegel.
Not Kegel. The third song is K. Michelle, A Mother's Prayer, which is a pretty deep song. We didn't listen to it, but Janika shared the lyrics with us before we started, so I think that was, the lyrics were beautiful.
I almost cried.
And K.
Same.
Michelle had a beautiful voice, too, so I know she probably killed it.
Yeah.
So go listen to that. And then honorable mention, Beyonce Blue, because, you know, it was a sweet song. Right, that came out right before I had Hunter, actually, and I was like, this is our song. I used to sing it to her when she was a baby. Hoping she remembers. She probably doesn't.
I would sing it to Terrence sometimes, too.
Chris Brown song, Royalty. I know this is Mother's Day, but I love that song. I'd be singing it to Malik, even though he's a boy.
Aww. Right, Chris Brown does have a soft spot, I guess. We hope he does.
I should
have
saved that for Father's Day, ooh, I guess.
Speaking of Chris Brown, well, I'm going to let y'all do y'all tea, but did y'all hear about Chris Brown and the girl got raped in his house?
Yeah.
And she said
is
he didn't
is it this elderly woman I keep saying?
That's the lawyer.
Oh. When I see y'all, I'm saying, because that's all I've been seeing is pictures of the elderly woman, and I'm like, how the hell she get... I know that sounds so wrong, but I'm like, how the hell? First, I was like, how the hell she end up in Chris Brown's house?
Right,
I was like, why is she there? I was so confused. I was like, one of these things do not belong.
Yeah, but the girl was saying that apparently it wasn't Chris Brown, but it was like one of his staff or one of his friends locked her in a room, and it was a girl that made her eat her pussy.
She said he was
up.
In the room.
Oh, she did say he was in the room. But that shit's still crazy, so I don't know.
I think... You know, they got these hashtags, me too, we believe you, but I just don't believe that.
I mean, it is
something they do,
but I can't call
but
it.
But I don't
want to
tell her that she's a liar, you know?
Right.
And
her
lawyer choice, you know, wasn't that Black China's lawyer? With the Rock Kardashian stuff, the lawyer that she got.
Is that the same lawyer?
No, it's her mom. Black China's lawyer is her daughter. Right. I believe. Don't quote me on that, y'all.
Right, that's, I was a little confused by that.
Lisa Bloom's mother is the Chris Brown girl's lawyer. And that's her mom.
That's weird.
That they're both lawyers?
I mean, that they're both still practicing.
They might just be a rich family.
The mom and daughter are both lawyers.
Because that girl
is
old.
I mean, not weird, but it's just something
she
else.
She was old. I said, that she like some my grandma. Now,
she
what are you doing?
Old,
I said, what
was,
you looking like in Chris Brown's house?
She was an older woman. But on the note of tea, we did switch it up this week. Lex is going to do a parenting tip and Nika's going to give us some tea. So, I don't know. Whoever wants to go first.
I'll go ahead and do mine. I'm just going to go ahead. All right, so this is parent tip as far as how to ease your child's worries. Children have different worries at different ages. And so you can know what those are. So since all of our kids are basically in the 2 to 3 age. I had it pulled up, but it went away. I'm so sorry. There it is. So for when your kids are in the 2 years old, young children at this age often exhibit some fear of animals as well as large objects. They may also state they're afraid of dark rooms with separation at night, becoming increasingly challenging. 3 to 4, a young child's increasing imagination gives them the capacity to anticipate bad things happening to them or others.
Aww.
So their dreams may become more vivid with monsters appearing as well as other scary things. They can be afraid of animals, masks, the dark, and can seek comfort in the middle of the night when worried. I feel like that sounds about right. Because y'all know me and Terrence has been the separation part.
Yeah.
And even at 1 year, separation from parents is a common source of alarm at that age. And it continues until at least 6 years old. They can also be frightened if they get hurt, as well as loud sounds such as toilets flushing. And I've seen Terrence get a little startled by loud noises before.
I'm sure hates loud noises. If the lawnmower is going, she's upset.
Really? A lawnmower? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yes, but my sister was like that too. She made a loud noise, so I feel like maybe it doesn't run the family with kids like that.
Yeah, so it's not so uncommon.
So the strategies and how to deal with these worries is giving them connection. When kids are worried, the best source of support will come from their closest attachment. So listening, acknowledging how they're feeling, coming alongside them to dry their tears, listening with full attention, it will all help. If a child's level of fears and worries are more persistent, then taking steps to tackle anxiety may be appropriate, because anxiety is real. You can also play with the fear. So one of the ways a child's alarm system develops is interacting with the world around them. So they may be startled, being able to play during the experience, like turn into a positive, fun experience. Encourage them to have courage and bravery. It's for kids 6 or younger, it's kind of easier if they have a relationship with someone that they trust to help them walk into facing their fears. When they're 5 to 7, at 5 and 7, they can either be a little scared or be more willing to be adventurous. Like me, I jumped in the pool when I was around that age and I almost drowned. At the city pool. My mom had to get the lifeguard to go in the pool. Lifeguard had to go in the pool and get me. So it was like, I was just like, I'm gonna jump in. Woo! So
I've done that before too. I think all kids have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Not me, I was too scared.
Really? I didn't jump, but I stepped off the steps into the pool and almost drowned.
My mom had to push me in the pool at my swimming lesson.
I used to love to swim though after that.
I love swimming. So yes, parents, those are things if you're having toddlers, and it goes all the way up. I found it on Pinterest if you want to go back. It goes actually all the way up to adolescence. So for those of you that got some teenagers and you wondering what they're going through, make sure you look up on that.
Thank you, Lex.
All righty. Are you guys ready for the tea this week?
I am.
Fill my pitcher.
Okay. Fill my cup. We talked about Nicki and Cardi.
Yes, my girl.
Cardi went on Howard Stern and said that they resolved the issue at the Met Gala.
Yay!
And I really respected Cardi for what she said. She said she didn't want to talk about it publicly because she knew that her and Nicki will run into each other again.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I really respected it. Because, you know, Nicki went and did her interviews and it dropped her 2 shady songs and it just looked a little messy.
It did look very messy.
Yeah.
Also, I was just scrolling on Shade Room, and I noticed another argument between Masika and Alexis Scott. And I don't even watch Love & Hip Hop anymore, but they are so annoying.
I'm over them now. Yes. Like, I'm really over them now.
But Masika be reading her ass. It'd be funny.
I was like, Masika, talk about go to the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah, and saying like for someone who actually loves their child.
Nurturing mother.
He's like, you need to be with your baby versus out getting high and popping pills. Wait, how do you know all this?
Your kid needs skin to skin, free breast milk, fantastic.
Right, I was like,
constant attention you desperately seek. The nurses are there to monitor her vitals. You are supposed to be there to nurture her.
I was like,
this girl.
I be cracking up because Masika be going off on that girl.
Yeah. She do. But I had, because I watched the show, I also feel like a lot of this is because they're both stubborn. And it's like, y'all are so mad at each other, but the common denominator between y'all is Fetty.
Like, he ain't with nigga boy, y'all.
Right. So it's like, why not direct this anger at Fetty versus each other? Like,
that's true. But you know
maybe they gotta do it to stay relevant, though, too, for the show, I guess.
I mean, are they both on the show? I haven't watched
it. Alexis, Masika's always been on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and because of all this stuff with Fetty, Alexis got on here this most recent season. And when she got on there, she was like, I honestly just want to talk to Masika about why. Because from Alexis' perception, from each other's perception, the other is the side chick. But Alexis is like...
they're both the ex now. So
right,
really
so yeah.
Matters.
But apparently Alexis just wanted to know, like, wanted to get the real story from Masika's mouth. Like, she wanted to squash and be like, okay, what really happened? Like, what happened with you and Fetty? Like, how did it go down?
Damn.
I guess she just wanted to squash the beef, like say, like, you know what, yeah, you know what, he said this, like put 2 and 2 together type stuff, like, yep, he said the same thing to me too, okay, I realize, like, he clearly been lying, da da da.
I mean, but they know that now.
Yeah, but it's like, I guess she just wanted to hear from Masika versus other people.
If anything, they need to be meeting up so their kids can be siblings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. But see, that's the thing. At any mention of Alexis' name, she goes off. She's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't ever want to talk about it. It's like,
But now it looks paragraphs on Instagram,
right? You know, and so then it's like for me, yeah. I'm like, it looks like you have something to hide. Like maybe him, Fetty, and Alexis were together, and you were the side chick. You just don't want to admit it because of pride.
I was thinking she might be tired of talking about it, but then she goes on Instagram and goes
exactly
in on that girl.
Right. She does like this last time.
Let's see, Misty Copeland. She broke her tibia in 6 places, and they told her that she would never dance again.
Oh, Misty,
yeah, no, but she's back. She's back.
Praise God.
Yes, she practiced and she is healed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And she's dropping an Under Armour line. Jehovah. So, Black girl magic there.
Right.
And let's see, Riri is about to drop her lingerie line.
I know, right?
Savage Fenty.
I gotta get the underwear, y'all.
Right, I gotta get something.
Her bra sizes don't go up to my bra size.
Give me a little teddy.
I'll just get underwear. I already looked at her bra sizes. They stopped at a triple D. I said, well, I'm out the game. Underwear it is. The underwear goes up to a 3X.
Tig old bitties. And a little TV news star is coming back for season 3.
Yeah.
And for all our power lovers out there, it'll be back July 1st, and that's for season 5, and they've already ordered season 6.
That's what's up. Shout out to Power. Shout out to Black Excellence.
So, that's our tea for the week.
Exciting. I never got through. I started Power season 1, like, last summer, so I need to.
Girl, you are behind. Power is so good.
It was good. I was like, why did I not watch it before? So, I'm going to try to finish it before it comes back.
Especially season 5.
Oh, yeah. This season 5 is about to be lit.
season 4. Sorry.
Well, 5 is about to be lit. Season 4 was also lit, too.
All seasons have been lit.
They really have been.
Have y'all been watching Atlanta?
Yes. I have not.
It's been so weird.
I was gonna say that because I've only seen the first 3 episodes. I have never seen Atlanta before.
Apparently,
I'm just like, this shit is creepy as fuck. But I like it because I like that kind of stuff. Like the episode with the dude in the rich house, the rich dude in the house in the theater.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Michael Jackson.
And then in the forest where he got chased by the dude, like
that hurt my heart.
You're gonna have to make a choice. And then he flipped out his little knife
because
like,
nobody out here but me. And you,
right? I was like, oh my God.
I think that's the type of boy, I feel like they'd be doing my boy wrong because he is such a sweetheart.
Well, that's what they're saying. This season is about black men's mental health. Yes. So that's like a lot of the robbing season's like something always being taken from them. And it tolling on their mental health.
Indeed. What was the third episode I saw? I know, right? Because it is.
I was just thinking about niggas getting robbed.
I was just like, this show is deeper than I thought it was. Oh, I saw the episode where they went to that mansion and was hoping Drake was going to be there.
Girl, what about her dancing and running in that bathroom with them sweatpants and their bomber jacket on?
I'm like, whose house even is this?
I'm so behind.
I was going to be Drake's house, but he wasn't there, so I was like, damn.
But
I
loved how quick on her feet she was when that guy was, when he started getting creepy on her. Because I don't know if I would have thought to just be like, go get us some weed.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on
the first. She told me a little lesson there.
I'm still stuck on the first episode with Cat Williams and the damn alligator.
That was funny.
I was like, he really got a damn alligator in his house. And then the way Cat Williams ran off at the end and the alligator just sat there, I was sitting like, that alligator gonna eat your ass.
I don't like how they're bringing light to black men's issues though. Like, what's the name? Earn being homeless and having to pay probation fees and all that stuff. Like, niggas really be out here homeless. My sister said that. That is true.
No.
They really do. So I'm glad that they're highlighting it.
Yeah, it's definitely, like I said, I've only seen 3 episodes, but it's definitely become one of my favorite shows as my child fights. But yeah, shout out to. I don't want to take too much time on tea. But since we're on the subject of Atlanta, how do y'all feel about Donald Glover being in his new video? We talked about it in the video last week, but now there's controversy about him having
white
baby mama.
Let that man love his girl.
And his racist
I was talking about that with somebody the other day, and she was like, you know, he's never disrespected black
people. Right, exactly, ever. He's always lifted us up.
Yeah, so it's one thing for you to date white women and then bash black women.
Yeah, that's the worst guy. But other than that, I don't mind if you like, you know.
Yeah. He's not disrespecting us. He is giving us employment opportunities.
Right.
For real.
And who's to say his wife isn't as woke and understands the plight? I mean, she could be just as woke as any of us. Or conscious.
Yeah. People just want to be mad. Yeah. Tell us why y'all mad, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. They just want to be mad. I mean, like I said, it is sometimes disappointing to see a brother with a white girl. But, you know,
he still
brings, like, the real issues.
So. Right. Like, like Nika said, as long as you're not bashing black women, I'm cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I love black love, but people love who they love. Just don't bash and disrespect me in the process.
Definitely. And I was watching his old stand-ups. He was so cute back in the day. Like, before his hair got all scruffy and stuff, like, he was so adorable. Just, like...
As weird as he is on Atlanta, I feel like he's that strange in real life. And well, awkward. Not strange, but just awkward.
Was he probably... I thought he cool people, too. Because I watch Magic Mike. He's in Magic Mike XXL.
Is he dancing,
yeah.
Girl?
Yeah, he sings. He sings and raps. He's... if y'all ever seen the second one, when they go to Jada Pinkett Smith, Jada's in it, and she got that big old house, like, them stripper parties and stuff. Uh-huh. He's one of her employees, and damn, he sings and raps, like, as a part of his act. It is dope.
But, and I forgot the other episode I saw. Did y'all see the episode where they with the FUBU jersey
and the dude killed himself? I need to watch it again.
That one kind of broke my heart. It was very sad.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl. I thought you
were. Yeah, I done told you I ain't seen nothing since episode one.
Damn. Y'all spilling everything. Y'all need to watch it. We need to discuss.
Spoiler alert.
Right. Sorry. But
we tell them
they probably seen too much.
They probably had. It's almost a week
old. They probably want to talk about it with me. But anyway,
oh,
we can move
today is
right
Thursday.
Along.
It's another episode. They already know. Right. I'm the last one to know, I guess.
I'm shitty. I need to be
My watching. Elbow just popped.
What in the world?
But so, we have a mailbag winner this week.
Okay.
Shout it out. Or shout out to them.
We'll call this person Jennifer. Question. Could you ever befriend a bleep who bleeped you?
Oh.
Bleep.
Girl, just say the damn bleeps.
I don't even know what
the
difference is. You ever befriend a bitch who fucked your nigga?
Ooh.
So.
This is going to be good.
This is going to be good.
Jennifer was married, and her husband was an avid cheater. And at first, the woman that he was cheating on her with didn't know that he was married. Mm-hmm. But when she found out, she did stop. Mm. So, about 2 years ago, Jennifer lives in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
They saw each other at Walmart. The girl walked up to her, and she apologized to her.
Come on, you better be remorseful.
And she said, every now and then they'll chat about the kids on Snapchat. They follow each other on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when Jennifer posts snaps of her daughter, the mistress comments and says, oh, she's cute, and I'm glad y'all are happy. It's refreshing because I know how miserable you used to be. And she said they haven't talked in years, so the mistress says. And Jennifer says her husband hates the mistress now, of course. And he really was upset when she apologized. And she said she uses the word friends loosely.
Bitch, if you fuck my man, we are not friends. We are not homies. We are not
cool. Why are you not blocked on? Why is she not blocked?
First of all, don't tell me you know how miserable I was when you was creating my misery.
Right. Like, you were exactly. No. No.
Don't be telling me my daughter is cute. Don't.
First of all, why are y'all friends on Snapchat?
That's what I said. Where are you?
After she apologized, that's it. Thank you for apologizing. Thank you for being a real woman.
Because when you found
God
out,
bless you,
no,
and be on your merry way.
When she found out, she didn't stop.
I thought she did stop.
No, when she found out that he was married, she did not stop having sex with him.
Oh, well, fuck that bitch then. I thought you said she did stop. No, man, fuck you. Thank you for the apology, and I'm moving the hell
right
on.
Like I said, you will be blocked. You're going to be blocked from my husband shit, too.
Right, and I wouldn't.
And I just say, I dare, and I dare you.
Just don't
I
even
dare
talk to
you.
Me. Just keep walking. Don't
real.
Look at me.
Right,
face
we
forward.
We ain't we this are not true. Friends. Like, no, you fucked my man,
and you knew about me.
Right, you didn't. What you should have did was came to me like being Mary Jane did. Now, granted, she didn't stop either, but originally she did not know. She went and told the wife like, I don't
the TV reference.
You know, like
right.
I would have preferred you come to me first when you found out. Like, you know what? I've been sleeping with your man, but I honestly didn't know he was your man. I would have more respect for you. In that regard, because you ain't know. And you came and told me, and you stopped. Don't apologize. She ain't stopped.
Nope. So the answer, Jennifer, is no.
Right, block her.
But is it ever a situation where you could?
Hell no, you fucked my man.
I mean, I did see this post on Facebook that was like,
what if you really didn't know?
I mean, if you stopped, then maybe we could be friends, but it's still too awkward because you done been in my bed. You know what I'm getting? It's too awkward.
Right, and how do you know that she's not trying to creep back into his bed? And maybe with you in your bed.
Because Jennifer and her husband are getting a divorce.
Still, we can't be friends because y'all
No. And he already an avid cheater. Like, no.
Definitely not. But I did see this post on Facebook, and it was like, my husband had a stroke, and he can't do anything for himself. His mistress of 6 years contacted me, and she knew about the mistress, contacted me and asked, could she take care of him for some few days if I wanted to get out of the house or whatever. And
no.
You wouldn't let the mistress come help out?
Hell no. I'm his wife.
I mean, I'm not saying I would. I'm just trying to play devil.
I am his wife. I don't give a damn. I wish a mistress would. I wish a bitch would come to my doorstep, call my phone saying, can they come take care of my husband? Bitch, the fuck? Bitch, how about you come and get these hands? How about that? That's what you're going to get.
These motherfucking hands. I'm just going to post it. Because
you got the audacitation. You already... Ooh, no. Let's go. Because I will... Whew, let's go.
Boundaries have been overstepped. Definitely overstepped.
Mm-mm. I wish a bitch would.
So, getting right into our topic, I guess let's hop right into it because we done been a little derailed. But getting to our topic, things black moms say, I guess we'll start out with, I don't know, what's one thing y'all remember hearing from y'all black mamas?
Use that same cup you've been using.
Don't waste your food.
Oh, gosh, yes, we do not waste food in this house. If Terrence wastes food, I get mad. I'd be like, damn, I sound like my mama. But no, we don't. This food costs money. My grandma always be like, close the door. Close the damn door. Well, she didn't really cuss.
Turn the light off. Or hand me the remote. Call you in there just to hand you the remote.
Right, I remember those. Or call you in there to turn the lights off.
Girl.
She's like, you leaving the lights on, you gonna contribute to this electric bill? You leaving the lights on like this and shit?
Right.
She be mad. I used to fall asleep with my music on, and 3 o'clock in the morning, she could knock on the door. I done told you about turn off your CD player. I done told you.
Oh my gosh, I remember we had a rule in our house at nighttime. My mom had the wash machine and dryer, and I left my clothes in the dryer one time, and she busted in my room and made me go get the clothes. I was terrified. My legs flew up in there. I was like, what is going on? Because she worked second shift. It was probably like 2 or 3 in the morning. She was laughing at me. I was so mad.
Right. What woke you up?
Just my reaction.
I'm trying to think of my things my mom used to say. My mom was that extra overdramatic mom that just had to make everything a moment.
My mom was definitely dramatic.
She's still dramatic and cinematic now.
She's still dramatic. Am I going to be that dramatic when I become?
Yes, we are. Because I'm dramatic. I feel like I feel it now. Like, when Terrence does something, I sound just like if he... Like, he's been doing this, like, where he spills his Cheerios all on the floor. I'm like, I done told you about spilling, and he knows he done did something wrong, because he's looking at me like, oh, shoot. Right. I done told you about taking this phone. When you're done, give it to me. You wasting food. This food costs money, and I done told you. Like, I get all upset, and I be mad. I be so mad. Like, how dare you? How dare you? Right. Like, my feelings be hurt.
Sure.
Right.
But now that I like buy the kids stuff and they don't play with it, don't pay it no mind, even though they wanted it at the store and I wasted my money buying it. Ooh, I remember all the things my mom wasted her money on and I just feel so bad for her.
Right. Like, didn't play with her for a few days, but that was it.
I think so. She's like, see, that's what you get.
And they used to work hard for what they bought us,
right.
So we wouldn't play with it.
I know, right? I used to get toys. Me and my sister are both Girl Scouts. So every time she would, like, go away for the weekend from Girl Scout camp, and it was just me and my mom, I would get the toy. That was definitely a fun memory.
I remember my little sister used to play AAU basketball, and she would always quit in the middle of the season, and it used to make me so mad because my parents, they raised me to be the independent one, made me do everything on my own, but if that was me and I had to quit, I would have never heard the end of it. She did that every summer and never got in trouble.
I mean, AAU's not cheap, really. I was in AAU for a while.
I just did softball.
Yeah. I did did a lot back in the day. My mom used to, me and my sister both played basketball, so she would drive from like small town to small town to our games all the morning.
Oh, yeah, my mom was the cheerleader.
I don't know how that little Cavalier made it, but it made it on the highways and byways.
My mom was the cheerleader. She made sure to make it to every softball game. No matter in the Pontiac, in the car she had for a lease, she made it to everything.
Choir concerts. I was in choir, and I remember when I was telling my mama I had a solo. It was probably like 15 seconds. And she left work to come listen to me sing that 15 seconds of that song. I bet she was so mad, but she was probably proud, too.
Don't bang, Peanut. Don't bang.
But she was always there at everything. I can say that. Janice don't miss nothing.
Right. I know. That's how my mom was. She didn't miss nothing.
She better stay bragging.
Girl.
Stay bragging. She was so happy.
Mama, we ain't talking about that today.
You said she be saying what?
Blake said her mama stay bragging.
Oh, and I said, that's what my mama would do.
I mean, that's what mamas do. They brag about what they did. That's why I said, moms, they really do be the only ones there for you, but they ain't gonna never let you forget. They always gotta bring it up.
They brag.
Tell you what they did. Tell you what they're the only ones that did.
Throw it in your face. And then one minute they bragging about you.
Throw it in your face.
Throw it all in your face. Then they'll be bragging about you and then be like, but you know she got this mouth. You know, last week she... And then tell all your business. My mama, why?
Right, why
would they tell about time my mouth off? Why is that necessary? Right. Why do people need to know that I'm mouth off? Right. We didn't handle it. You whooped my ass. We moved on.
You tell them you popped me and everything.
Right. That was my mama. I got that shoe and I tore her ass up. She thinking she was going to cut up on me.
I can wait sitting right there.
Right.
I can do the exact same thing. I'm like, girl... Mahari gonna spill her allergy medicine. That was $10. I just bought it.
Right? And they be hearing it too. Like, mama talking about me.
But I feel like my mama would perfect, like, whenever she was mad, that's when she would always bring up some shit. Like, if she was mad, she'd call someone up on the phone, like, girl, you wouldn't believe what she just did.
Right. I'm
like,
they gotta get
everything
out.
That I have done for her.
And because we're in Richmond and we're in a small ass town, I swear, whenever I was grounded or in trouble, I feel like everyone at church knew I was on punishment. Like, everybody knew. Because my mom be mad the next day still. So calm down. She's like, no. I told her to be home at 1.
My mom would tell everybody at church, too. They'd be like, oh, we heard you got in trouble.
I'm like, yes! I swear, it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
I swear people would be like, his parents got mixed, like, you this terrible child.
Right.
People know you ain't that bad, but they be laughing.
And then your pastor come over to you, now, what's going on with you and mom? I'd be like, damn. Oh.
My friends used to be like, what you been doing, Janika? Go on.
Right.
Go on. You already know.
Right, mom's just being dramatic, but that's so funny. What about your grandmas? What things grandmas say?
Oh, my God.
My granny used to always say, now I tell you before she told you what to do.
Yeah, I know I got a big booty. She'd be like, pull your blouse down over your bosom.
Right.
Yeah, when bosom is your breast.
Yeah, but my grandma used to say that too about
the
breast. She
said it about my butt.
Oh, your back bosom.
I thought bosom was your titty.
Right, I thought it was too, but apparently Nika got a bosom in the back.
I guess. Ask Mary Elizabeth.
But yes, yeah. Mary Elizabeth. See,
right,
okay, what's your grandma's names and great grandmamas?
My nanny, I call my grandma my nanny. Her name is Sevilla Ann.
Come on, Sevilla.
Right. Beautiful.
And
Sevilla.
My great grandma's name is Mary Elizabeth.
That's pretty hard. Her name is Elizabeth. My grandmother's name on my mom's side is Ernestine Jones, but her real name was Hestina.
I love the name Ernestine.
I love Ernestine too, but she was born Hestina, but she changed it because she thought it was too country. So when she moved here from Georgia, she changed it. I probably shouldn't be telling that as a family secret, but y'all know now. And then my great grandmother is Estelle Jones. And she was always so sweet. She was alive. She died when I was like 7. But she would say, hi, sugar. And so my mom always says it to Hunter. And the other day, Hunter was like, hi, sugar. So, I'm like, look at the little traditions carrying on from beyond the grave. And then on my dad's side, my granny is Shirley. And my great grandmother's name is Mary.
Shirley.
And I don't know my dad, my granddad on my mom's side. I don't know.
His mom's name was Mary Jean.
Mary Jean. That's what my pawpaw's on my dad's side. I think her name
I'm
going to start
singing Mary Jean.
Right? I was thinking Billie Jean.
I didn't listen that well.
And then your great grandma on your dad's side?
I don't know her name.
My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, her name is Carol Ann. And the Ann is from my great grandma Annie, her mom. And so my great grandfather's name is Amos, and my step grandfather's on my mom's side, his middle name was Amos. So I think that was cool. His first name was Sam.
Two Amoses, yeah.
Yeah, so I always thought that was cool. And my mom's dad's name is, well, he has a first name he don't go by, so he's Grandpa Phil. Okay. I'm not gonna put him out there because he would probably hate me for like he cannot stand his first name. Yeah. It's Philip, but we say Phil. I have two Nana Roses. Both my step grandmothers are roses. What?
You just
we
looked
were doing
the
grandmamas. You
went to I went to granddad's too. My bad. Because I mentioned the Amos, so I just thought that I just wanted to mention like a thought. I got on a tangent. My bad. I got a whole tangent. I'm sorry. Let me not break down the whole family tree. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine.
My father's mother's name is Barbara. Rest in peace to her. She died when I was in high school. And my great grandma's name on my mom's side is Madge. And then, it's Madge.
The old school name.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the old
school names. I know, right? And then the last one, my great grandmother on my dad's side, her name was Dorothea.
Dorothea. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. Yeah, I love old school names.
Dorothea is pretty.
Yeah, back in the day, they had some out there names, too. Like, I have
I love names like Ernestine,
Wonderful, and Bowery,
Evangeline.
And
Finest. My grandmama got a classmate. His name is Finest. They was high school sweethearts.
Yes, we have all kinds of names in our family.
My friend, she has an aunt. Her name is Imogenia.
Imogenia.
It's different, but it's like one of them.
Close to Imogene.
I know they named James Etta.
James
Etta. Like, James Space Etta.
Interesting.
I think that's how it's spelled. James Etta.
That's cute. I mean, like I said, they didn't think they would name back then. And they were different. Mm-hmm.
You didn't name no space room.
Right. Turn up.
So, what's some more things Black mom say?
Oh, I had said it earlier, but it came out really random. Y'all forgive me. I'm a little tipsy. when your mom be like, see, that's what I told you. Like, that's what you get when you do something like, when you can't tell them, like, no, don't touch the oven. Don't.
If you hurt yourself, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Right.
I ain't taking you to the hospital if you get hurt.
See, you shouldn't have been jumping off of stuff.
Why are you gonna
be sitting there? Mom, can we go to McDonald's? You got McDonald's money.
Okay.
We got food at the house.
Right.
We got food at home.
Oh, you gonna eat these leftovers? Mama, you gonna eat these leftovers.
I seen this video and the man said, if y'all don't pick up all these toys, I'm gonna throw them away. And I think my mom said that to
me
a couple of times.
My sister all the time. You don't pick up that room, I'm throwing it through a trash bag and throw it all away.
Or this one, love. You can't spell love.
Right.
And then they laugh at you.
You don't even know what love is.
Right.
So, if your mom calls your name, what do you say?
Yes. Ma'am.
Yeah, I might say yes, or I'll just go in the room.
If I ever said what, my mama would jack me up. She said, you don't ever say what to me.
Yeah,
it's either yes, yes, ma'am, or ma'am.
Yeah, my mama.
I learned that real
to,
soon.
Like, walk to wherever she is in the house. So I'm saying that, okay, I was at work one day, and this black lady, she's older, she's in her 50s. She called this white boy's name, and he's in his 20s, and he said, what? She said, what you mean, what? And
I
said
the same thing. I'm like, excuse me.
Mm. But you know, he white. They don't do that.
Still, I'm your boss, so excuse me. Was she his manager?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell her. But I was like,
Right.
Let me say what to me.
And he was like, what? You called my name.
I was like, I don't know.
And he didn't say, like, what? He was just like, what? You know, like.
I mean, if it's like if we don't have that type of relationship, and it's like a very casual, friendly what, then I guess it's okay. But if I say, hey, Alexis, and you're like, what? I'll be
I would be mad. But the other white people in the office, they didn't seem to think it was a big deal. So we had to go on to explain to them that in African-American households, you don't do that.
Right.
Because it's a sign of respect. But it's just interesting how different everything is.
Yeah, there's definitely cultural differences.
Them white kids be cussing out their mama, and
I
be like,
I wish I would.
I said, oh, Yvette, Renee is crazy. I would never.
Right.
Never.
Right.
What's the worst
come out my mouth? The worst punishment?
Yeah, besides a whooping.
A whooping?
I don't know. I got
well, I hated being grounded because my mom would seem like to always ground me when something was going on.
I hated that too.
Like, I was grounded one time. I think I didn't do the dishes. That was like the summer I graduated and I wanted to go. It was, you know, we country. We did bonfires. And the bonfire happened to be the guy that I liked, a guy that I liked at the time. So I was mad I was missing the bonfire. She said, did you do your dishes? She's like, no, so why should I let you go to the bonfire? I was like, Because, mommy, I've been doing them. Nope. You're supposed to do them all the time. That's the expectation. I was like, oh.
My child wants So the worst I think punishment I ever got was grounding. My mom loved to ground me, and I got in trouble with school all the time, so I was like always on punishment. But luckily, I would always get off sooner than later. So
I never had that luxury.
Me either.
I mean, I've been on punishment for a long ass time, so it's just like this isn't even realistic anymore. That's how I feel. But
key thing I would do is I'd be on punishment dang near almost so long. I'd be like, when I ask when I'm getting off, and she's like, no, now you got it longer. I'm right. Like, damn, just I ain't asking no more. I just write it out.
One time I got a C on a midterm, and my mom took my cell phone until report cards came out.
Damn.
It was
awful. Ooh, the cell phone was always bad.
She got a D on her midterm, and she played good at a basketball game, and she got her phone back. Mine was still locked away.
That's funny.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's not funny, but it is funny. Right. I mean, I don't know. I got my phone taken away with my mom put out a text. And I got my worst punishment was probably when I got a tattoo. I saw like the bad person of the group. Well, I got a tattoo my senior year in high school, and I definitely got put on punishment for that.
I was supposed to be at the movies, and I went to Walmart because the movie we wanted to see was sold out. And I was with a friend, and her mom went to the movies to pick us up, and we weren't there. And she went off on us, and
bam.
It's crazy. My mama, like, when my mama go off on me, she go off on my friends, too.
Yeah, that's
so whoever around me, everybody getting cussed out.
Right. Y'all ain't shit.
That's true.
But I'm just like, it's no big deal. I was at Walmart. She was like, what if something had happened to you?
Right. You said you were at Walmart.
Had a burn down. Well, yeah, because
that's from things a small town. Right. I was going to say, that's what, remember that show of Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie? They used to go to Walmart. And I was like, do people really do this?
They do.
But they do that
right here. Right, too. Mm-hmm. Cards.
I was like, people do that, too, here.
But our Walmart stay open 24/7. I was surprised to find out Indy's Walmart's
they
closed
used
so
to.
Early.
They used to stay open 24/7. I think it's just gotten a little rough. Yeah. Or maybe they said business is.
It depends on which Walmart. Not
there's
all
so
of them
many
do.
Of them, so yeah, they don't really need to, I guess.
It is a lot. Is that the worst thing you ever did to get in trouble?
The worst thing I ever did, I never got called for.
I'm
a pretty good sneakster.
I mean, I got read it out in my situations.
There's some stuff I did my mama don't know, bitches. But yeah, worst thing I ever did, I got busted bad. We was all busted. We were sneaking off to Muncie to Ball State for like 6 months, and our parents did not know, but then shit unraveled because one of our homie friends, he got caught up with his own shit. And then MySpace messages got found. And we had plots. Okay, we remember the alibi is this. Like, and then it all came unraveled. And then, like, because the last time we went, my mama's car got towed.
Oh,
damn.
And that was, and you know, this is how you know, whenever you're doing something wrong, you know, it's kind of like, it's like set it off. Everything always goes good until you go back that one last time that you shouldn't have went. And that's when everything falls apart.
That's when she popped up.
Yep. Got real comfortable and my mama's car got towed and had to pay to get it out. And and I ended up mentioning the car getting towed in one message, and that's when it's like, the car got towed. And I mean, we all was in trouble. Our whole group of friends was sweet. And it wasn't even just like punishment, but because my mom was so disappointed. That disappointment will get you.
Oh,
She's like, I just can't believe you would lie to me like this. She said, if you wanted to go to Muncie, why did you just say this? I was like, Mom, you know I wasn't going to Muncie. I was trying to turn up. Right. I wasn't trying to go to Muncie to be scholarly. I was trying to turn up. Right. And you wasn't going to have that. She was like, but you lied. I was just like, I'm sorry.
They be so upset when you lie.
They do.
Oh,
and then it also came out, because that was the first time. It was my, when we went up for my birthday, which my mom knew about. It came out that I had given a guy head up there. And
oh
she
God.
Was so, it was my first time that I ever gave
I'm
head.
Sorry.
It
I
was,
like
and it came out and oh my gosh, it was so bad because it was, well, we're not friends no more, but her dad, she was like, Alexis, he said, did you perform fellatio? And I'm like, what's fellatio? I'm like, what'd that mean? I was like, no. And it was like, we have proof. I was like, okay, yes. I did. It was I swear they did an FBI inspection because our homie friend like forwarded all her messages, like everything. Because he thought I had went and snitched on him. Cause his mom, I was like, no, I ain't
so they
say
trapped
shit.
Y'all up, like,
yeah. I mean, they was like the FBI in that bug. Like, they had everything. We had a cover story. They was like, well, this MySpace message says. I was like, right? Damn!
That was so shocking.
I got copies of messages.
But you know what? I was in a similar situation. That's how my mom, not exactly how, but how my mom ended up finding out that I lost my virginity because of another friend got caught. And her mama knew, and so she, like, laid it out for all the parents. She tried to call my mom all weekend. My mom kept saying, what she want to talk to me about? And I'm like, I don't know what that lady was talking about. They're crazy. Don't talk to her. And then they meet at the school, I think it was, like, a Monday morning, and, like, bust me out about having sex and print out some damn text messages.
Damn.
And try to have the rules. And I'm just like,
the lengths that parents will go through to find some shit.
But it was like, my mama, this other girl's mama had the shit. That's why these bitches are not loyal. And my mom was so disappointed because she was just like, you know, I've always told you if you want to have sex, you can come and talk to me.
What kind of friends y'all got?
Girl, this is why I'm just like,
my friends ain't never snitched on me.
Girl, never. I will never break the code. If I go down, I just go down. Like, you know?
Yeah, well, it was our male friend that was there that did the snitching. That's the rest of us was all trying to cover up for each other.
Right.
He got mad because he thought I snitched. I said, why? Because his grandma and my mom were friends. And because his young grandma. So I'm like, why would I tell your grandma anything? Because if I snitch on you, I'm snitching on my damn self. Like,
right.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, I'll never snitch. I was like, should I be taking shit to the grave? I still got shit.
We going down in the ship together, okay? Like no.
I'm that friend. I'm also the friend that will probably forget your secrets before I tell anybody. It's just
gone.
Right? Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
I remember because you said such and such.
Right.
Right. So, damn. I don't know. But yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever did to get in trouble. And I'm glad my mom forgave me. And I will say after that, she was a lot more, I won't say trustworthy, but, like, she actually let me go to ISU for a party a couple times type deal. So she, I think, was like, okay, you know, we've learned from that.
Yeah, when I got started getting ready to go to IU, she was like, okay, I know you're going to party. I know you're going to drink. I did it. But I just hope you have some control.
Right.
Which I did. I honestly didn't do that bad.
My mom is that mother that thinks I'm lying dead in a ditch every time I don't answer the phone.
That's my mom.
Oh, gosh.
And one time, me and my friend, we snuck out the house and we were riding with these guys.
Oh,
and
Lord.
So, of course, we were out late and didn't get back till like 5 in the morning. And then we fell asleep. And we didn't wake up till like 1 something. And when
that
I
had to
up,
be scary though, you have to admit.
Yeah,
because she wasn't calling me at that time of night though. She didn't know what I was doing. She called me at like 8 something that morning, and I didn't answer the phone. She came over to my friend's house.
When I woke up, she was like, "Girl,
she wasn't answering the phone, but she didn't call me till the morning." And I'm not a morning person.
How old were you?
I was probably a junior.
You were still in high school. You were out all night. You didn't call to tell her where you were.
She didn't know. All she knew was that she called me at 8 o'clock in the morning. She don't know what I was doing the night. She didn't try to call me. She did not try to contact me. All she knew was that she called me at 8 o'clock in the morning and I didn't answer the phone.
Well, you better answer the phone next time.
Right. My mom was so extra. I go to the bathroom in the dorm and she called me. I called her. Why didn't you answer your phone? I was in the bathroom. You can't take it with you, Mom. Why am I going to take my phone into the dorm bathroom
and talk to you
when there's, like, at least 5 to 10 other people in here at the same time? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I will call you back. My grandma's like that, too. She's like, you never call me. I don't know when you're going to call me back. Grandma, I have a life. Damn.
Right.
I can't call you back right away all the time.
Right.
I do try to talk to my grandma when she calls me, though, just because.
I mean, y'all should, because one of mine is gone.
You never know. That's true.
Take care of your aunt. Yeah, I always try to go see my great grandma when I'm in Kentucky because she's
94, and, you know, you just never know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm also glad that I got aunties that are like moms. Like, my Aunt Pookie is, like, she's hilarious. She's just, like, another mom motherly figure. I feel like she's a gangster aunt. She tell you all the time, she's like, I ought to punch you in the throat. I'm like, damn. But she's hilarious.
Yeah, definitely. So before we get on out of here, because I know we're getting towards time, we want to take a few minutes for some mom confessions.
Because it's Mother's Day, so we just want to get it out there. One of the radio stations, I can't... Ooh, I want to say it's definitely not 102.9, but they have a celebration for the okayest mom. Like, not the best mom, the okayest mom.
Like, you getting by.
So as we get into these confessions, I just want to say it's okay to be an okay mom. Because we are learning.
Okay. Yes.
We are doing what you got to do, and it's definitely okay.
I think that's the whole point. Like, we know we don't do shit all the way perfect, but we here.
I mean, we don't know what we're supposed to do. We're just supposed to keep the little niggas alive.
Right. Show them love, support, right. Make sure they fed and clothed. Exactly. Nobody got this down to
and
a damn science.
Work our nerves.
Exactly.
And give us kisses and stuff.
Right. But sometimes they try to beat on us. And it's girl, like, girl, you know, I love your little ass.
Climbing all on you.
But I will beat your ass as much as I love your ass. Right. I will beat your ass if you try to hit me again.
Put that hand down. Ooh, when I see them lift up that hand, girl. It makes me mad.
I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I got you.
I've been eating all my kids' snacks. When the night falls and it's just me and I'm just chilling, I'm like, ooh.
Oh, so the oatmeal cream pie was theirs that you had earlier. Oh, that was yours.
I did eat their strawberry wafers and a lot of their Teddy Grahams. And I told y'all I crushed them up and put them in my yogurt there one day.
Baby.
I be eating their cuties oranges, drinking their apple juice.
I do got cuties at home, too. I love cuties. I be drinking Hunter's juice all the time.
It's like, so good.
Especially those little high C juice boxes. I love the strawberry ones. They are so good.
Well, you know how they see them honest juices.
I don't like the honest juices.
Tastes like watered down water.
They do taste like...
I've been eating Terrence's popsicles. I had like two in one night. It's the firecracker ones, the red, white, and blue ones.
Ooh, them good.
Yes, I had two of those in one night.
Maybe T don't know what to do with that.
But you know what?
That.
I've been eating Hunter's food. After she don't eat all her food, I will definitely eat her food.
I do too.
Like, girl, you see,
we're not lose. We're not wasting food.
It'd be so nasty when they get done with it.
I mean, like, she don't even, she barely even touch hers. That's why I'm eating it. But the thing is, if she don't eat it, like, she'll get mad. Like, no. So I feel like she was like, I'm bullying her. Take care of her.
I'm like, scoot over, nigga.
Which I don't say that. But I
mean, scoot over, nigga.
Like,
her voice got so deep.
Because I'm always eating, and then I eat her food, too.
I'll be about to take the hard food. She's like, uh-uh.
Right.
Like, and pull her plate away from me. I cooked this food.
Right.
You ain't about to do nothing but throw it on the floor.
Right.
Yeah, ask for some crackers later.
Right.
But I did read something that said kids need to try something at least 15 to 20 times before they like it. So if your kid don't like something and it's one of your favorite things, just keep giving it to them. Hopefully they'll like it eventually.
And I'll be tricking them. I'd be like, you want to be my taste tester? Make them feel special and then let them taste it before I give them a full plate of it.
That is a good one.
Or if they see me eating, of course they going to want my food.
Right. Sometimes that's
what they always want your food.
Yep.
I washed clothes 2 weeks ago. I have two full baskets of clean laundry that have not been folded in 2 weeks.
You haven't worn it all in 2 weeks? Or any of it? Like,
well, the kids, I just bought them some summer clothes, so I just grab and go. But,
oh, that's the blessing.
But for myself, I wore, like, a three-quarter length shirt to work today because I didn't have time to rummage through the clothes and find me a shirt and iron it. And
I mean, I feel you would be like that sometimes. My thing is, I let laundry pile up before I wash it, like, I run out of underwear and I just be like, fuck it, I'll just go without underwear.
I've been
jeans and shirts and everything. That's what I'll do laundry.
When Malik runs out of his underwear, his little, you know, his big boy draws, that's when I wash clothes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. See, Hunter be stocked up.
When I can't get no quarters and I gotta wait to go home. And I'm out of underwear. A bitch be washing a pair out at night.
I mean, that's true, too. My mom used to do that.
Scrub, scrub, scrub.
But I'd be like, fuck it. Why don't even need them?
Yeah, you don't need them. Let that thing breathe.
Especially now when it's warm out.
Well, in dresses is one thing. Rather. But when it was cold, I'm still wearing pants and stuff. I mean,
when it was cold, I'd wear underwear. But now that it's warm, it's just like, shoot. As long as you drink your water, you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need underwear to a certain extent.
I feel you.
Cotton gusset, ladies. That nylon, it ain't nice to your girl.
Right, my mom's confession is, well, one of them is, my daughter's braids have been up for longer than they needed to. I took down the front, because the front gets fuzzy really fast. I didn't take down the front. And then last night, I took down the middle row. Because I got fancy and did three rows. I don't know, I did this to myself. And so, probably not tonight, because it's late. But sometimes it's, ooh, Mother's Day come up, so I got to do her hair. Because we recorded this before Mother's Day. But so, I'm going to have to take it down properly, shoot, tomorrow night, or even tonight when she goes to sleep, I don't know. But I've been putting it off for way too long. But that's the beauty about braids. You can just put them in and, like...
Yeah. My hair's little plaits. I left them in longer than they needed to be. Yeah, and I could really tell when I was taking them down.
Right.
Trying to get them rubber bands off.
Man,
ooh, and rubber bands get tangled.
And the lint
That's horrible. Oh, gosh. My mom confession. I was a thought last night, y'all.
Turn up.
Turn up for the free mind.
I decided to be a thought, and I got dicked down yesterday.
The dirty dog.
Yeah. Right. You know, it had been a minute, and my main thing be busy, so... And a new person came along, and I said, why not? And... Why not? Right. So,
why
yeah.
Me? Why not me?
Why not me? Why not I? So, unfortunately, he in the turn to be annoying himself, but the dick was bomb.
Right.
Turn
up
good.
For that. Yeah. Right.
A win yes. for one is a win for all.
Yes. 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 And I didn't have to kick him out of my house. I was savage as fuck after I got my nut. I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm done. Bye. Right. This is, he's like, oh, come on. I'm like, no, I got to get up for work in the morning. Great time, though. Great time. But I think he was mad that I was like... I think he was mad I was a little savage. I think that's why he coming off his asshole.
Right.
Like,
Samantha Jones on that ass.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you. And I think I'll be leaving now.
Yes. I have come to find out that I actually... Just so y'all know how lit this was, I now enjoy choking. Being choked.
Oh, Lord.
And choking the other person. I felt very powerful,
right.
And yet a sense of a battle for control and power, and it was very exhilarating.
Not
so.
A sense of battle for control. Of
it was. It was like we was talking shit back and forth, and it was like, oh no, this nigga think no, I run this. Okay,
right,
I run. He was trying so hard to get me to say that my punani was his. Nigga, the fuck?
Right.
Hell no, hell no. I no. I run this.
Speaking of that meme we posted on our page was so funny. Boy, if you don't give me my phone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, how dare you look at my phone?
When you find out they say, what was it? When they find out they stayed under good dick and free weed.
Yeah. Right, like, boy, if you don't back your...
So you using my phone.
Right. Basically, I can't trust you now.
Right.
Because that's how they were flipping around on us. Like, oh, so you don't trust me. You're going to be looking at my phone now.
You nosy.
Damn, I think that tops all the mom confessions. Because
oh, for sure.
I definitely yep. don't have anything that good.
Good D always wins.
Right, this is true. Good D does
this
always
is, I mean, you know, mama's got to have a life, too.
Jody.
I keep it safe. I don't bring no man around my child, and right. I do my D.
But, I mean, I'm down for the choking and the dominance. That reminded me of, I was thinking, so, like, you know how we talk about dating short guys. One of the turn-ons, though,
Indiana men.
Is like, if you, but no, listen to this. I was thinking, though, dating a short guy is kind of a turn-on because it's almost like you feel like you're taller than them, so you can put them on a leash.
No, I don't feel that way. No, I don't like that. I feel awkward.
That's just you.
No, I feel
awkward.
Yeah.
There's something about being taller than a guy, especially like in heels, and you look sexy, it just feels like very...
No.
Because even if a man is like, I don't know.
I imagine his feet... Like coming to the middle of my shin.
Why do you imagine his feet coming there?
I don't know, because he's short.
I like, just imagine.
He's floating in the air.
Leg, no,
like, I feel like awkward looking down.
If his legs are short.
No, I can see that.
I just don't like looking down. It just feels uncomfortable. I'm used to looking left,
but,
here or up. So
I mean,
looking down.
I'm surprised because you're so
my neck
tall.
Hurt. No, I can't. My neck hurt.
I don't know. I'm thinking it'd be like a
different.
You ever think about it? I mean, I guess that's true. I don't
know who else we're talking about. I'm 5'7". I'm tall for a girl.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like surprised you're not more like used to it. But
because all these short ass Indian men, you know.
No, I usually find guys around my height or taller. They're at least at the minimum on average, they're probably like 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah,
I've had a couple 6'1", 6'3".
Minutes. I've only dated one guy my height. The rest of them were at least 2 inches in front of me, and then a good majority of them are like tall.
I've had a lot of short men since I've been in Indiana. Well, I've been on dates with a lot of short men, but I do prefer a taller man.
Yeah, I mean, I like height.
But I've had a nice mix, you know?
Yeah.
But y'all remember, I'm a BBW. I'm thickums out here. So a short man, if I pick him up, our weight distribution, if he's not older, I'm not going to pick him up.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, why would you?
I'm not going to pick him up. That's the shot talking. Sorry.
I was like, why?
If he tries to pick me up. Gravity is gonna work against us.
I mean, some of them look
and our weight distribution gonna be off. So if he try to
maybe
pick me up, I'm afraid of falling on his ass, and then I'ma squish him.
But he could be a short little bear legs. You never know. Bear, but like
you know,
a little muscular. Build guy.
If the man is fine, I'll make an exception. But you got to be fine.
Like,
I mean, it just depends. The circumstances have to be Let's see. For any situation.
I was so calm. I said, yeah, you know, if I pick him up, wait, no.
I mean, but you damn near, when you're the bigger person, you damn near want to do some shit like that. Like,
no, I don't want to pick up a dude.
You might.
No, I want him to pick me up. I want to be picked up. Like,
I mean, I feel you.
That's a show of strength. I'm like, ooh, you can have all this. All right.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Zaddy.
Well, I guess on that note, we are going to get on out of here. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. Like our Facebook page and follow us and comment on our stuff on there. It's Ladies Night Podcast on Facebook. Send us mailbag letters or whatever you want to send us if you want to be on the show or anything at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. We have a PayPal, so you can definitely send us donations and help get us like kickstarted or whatever. We would appreciate that. Subscribe, comment. I don't know, you guys.
Follow us on Ladies Night Podcast, Instagram, Ladies Night PC, Twitter, Facebook, our individuals.
Right. Oh, yeah. Me, myself, and Judy Lexus Moore. Definitely follow them. Yeah, like,
subscribe. And Lauren and Chance, you follow her too. You don't forget yourself, girl.
I know, right. I'll be trying to be gracious or whatever.
I'm Lexus. I'm Lexus Moore with 4 underscores. Four door, like an avenue.
Okay, Ron, go check out my freestyle.
Yes, if you missed a freestyle from last week, look alive.
Right, we try to turn up for the money.
Oh, I was saying, and we turned up on Sunday. Had a good time.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the pregame for the party. I didn't get to make it because I was at work, but
it was fun.
Nika
twerked her back out.
As always.
But I too twerked my back out.
I'm kind of sad I didn't go, but shit, I don't know. I'm an old lady sometimes.
I know, I get a little look at me and love to dance.
Yes. It was some nice potential in there.
That's what I heard. That's what
some
I said.
Nice potential.
Right.
Oh, look, it's sundress season, y'all.
Right, I know.
Romper season for me. Sundress
season got the potential. It's savage season. Summertime.
For our positive note, people say, why don't you go back? God doesn't build you back up for you to go running back to what broke you. The easiest thing to do is go back to your comfort zone. Don't. Embrace your growth.
All right, Miss Nika, thank you. And before we go, I do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Happy Mother's Day.
Turn up for yourselves because y'all work so hard. And so long and so diligently for these children and for y'all's families, y'all husbands, y'all's mamas, whoever y'all work hard for. Okay, Peanut, we're going to go to Mimi. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, the Mimi. you guys want to say Happy Mother's Day to y'all's mamas? I know it's long, guys, but thanks for bearing with us.
Happy Mother's Day, Janice and Mary Elizabeth, Melania. I love you guys.
Happy Mother's Day to my mama, Yvette Renee Williams, and my stepmommy, Angela Marie Johnston. Yeah, I do full names. They know that those are my moms. And my grandmothers, aunts, who are all just like second moms. And to all my moms and my friends, I feel like naturally my friends' moms are more moms, and I appreciate having them as motherly figures. So happy Mother's Day to all y'all.
Right, yeah. Happy birthday to my granny, too, and definitely all my aunts. Turn up for the family matriarchs.
Turn up.
Yeah, just all the ladies in the family.
I want to be a big mama. We're going to Big Mama's house, like a big family like that. Right, not a big mama, but like that's like
not even a skinny big mama, just not.
I want to have the house where all my grandkids and great-grandkids come to.
I definitely do, too. That'd be nice. But yeah, so thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.